Are you vanilla or kink curious? Then you will be right at home here on the Discover Your Kinky Self podcast, sponsored by Arouser.com. We give you expert sex advice and opinions related to all things kink, fetish, and beyond. From sexologists to sex chat hosts themselves, we have you covered when it comes to gaining a deeper understanding of what arouses you from experienced adults. If you want to learn better ways to get laid or simply get more sexual pleasure online, sit back and enjoy the show. Welcome to Arouser, where you can discover your kinky self. This month, we have our resident sexologist, Elaine S. Turner, here to answer some of your most popular kink questions. Let's get into it. Do you enjoy watching people gorge out on food? Do mukbangs filmed by influencers on YouTube secretly turn you on? Well, all this brings us to our first topic of the month, feederism. What is this kink, and why do people enjoy watching others eat large quantities of food and expand in size? Let's find out more about why you're not alone in this kink. Elaine, take it away.
If the idea of a voluptuous woman with perfect curves stuffing her face with decadent desserts gets you going, you might be a feederist. Hi, I'm Elaine Turner, the resident sexologist for Arouser, and I want to talk to you today about why you love watching women gain weight. Feederism has been described as a fat fetish focused on erotic eating and someone gaining weight. In these relationships, there's the feeder and the feedee, and both people get a sense of erotic enjoyment out of the feeding or being fed process. In the kink-focused book, Tell Me What You Want, there was a survey of over 4,000 Americans done about their fetishes, and somewhere between 13 and 19% of participants indicated that they had fantasized about erotic eating. That's a pretty big percentage. If feederism is your kink, then you could get sexual pleasure from a few different aspects of this. It could be that you enjoy feeding someone. It could be that you enjoy eating specific foods in relation to sex. Or it could be that you like seeing a very specific body part gain weight over time. Core central theory for why people are into eroticism is because being overweight or fat is considered some version of being deviant or taboo. At the end of the day, it's all about whatever gets your rocks off and whatever brings you erotic enjoyment. So as a sexologist, I say congratulations on finding your kink. You've done something some people spend their whole lives looking for. Stay tuned for more kink education on Arouser.
Thanks for explaining feederism to us, Elaine. Now, I have a question for you. Have you ever sent a dick pic? Come on, be honest. If you answered yes, then you fall into the 47th percentile category of men surveyed in a Singles in America poll. Let's get into Elaine's thoughts on this one.
You keep sending dick pics, even though no one asked for them. Have you ever asked why? Hi, I'm Elaine Turner, and I'm the sexologist for Arouser. And I want to tell you a little bit about why science thinks you are sending dick pics. The Journal of Sex Research did a study on over 1,000 men of photographic exhibitionism, aka sending nudes. And in that study, they found three core reasons why men sent dick pics. The first one, probably not a surprise, was transactional. A little bit of, I'll show you mine, you show me yours. Hoping for a nude from someone else. The second one is partner hunting. So hoping that by showing your penis, you're more likely to get laid. The third one was some kind of reassurance. The person sending the dick pic wanted to feel desired by the other person and were seeking some sort of positive reinforcement. In this study, 18% of the men said they got some kind of personal gratification, usually sexual, from sending these dick pics. 10% of the men agreed with the following statement. Sending dick pics gives me a feeling of control over the person I have sent it to. 6% agreed with this statement. I feel a sense of dislike towards women, and sending dick pics is satisfying. While the minority of men did it for shock and awe, it's still a pretty heavy percentage to consider. Now, the fact of the matter is there's nothing sexier than consent. So make sure you're playing with the right person or you ask someone for a dick pic. Then you know it's wanted. If you want to send dick pics and you don't know where to go, check out some of our hosts on Arouser. There's plenty to do, see, and have fun with there. And also, don't forget to keep following Arouser for further kink education.
So for all of you dick pic senders out there, remember, you're not alone in your search for validation. But rather than sending dick pics to unassuming women online or via text, try an adult service that guarantees your advances will be met with more positive feedback and the validation you deserve. On to the next topic of this month, forced feminization. What exactly is it, and why do you like getting dressed up as a woman in role play? Let's get you educated with some expert points on this gender-bending topic.
Does the idea of being forced to dress and act like a woman turn you on or confuse you a little bit? If it turns you on, you might be into something called forced feminization. Hi, I'm Elaine Turner, the resident sexologist for Arouser, and I want to talk to you today about forced feminization and the erotic power exchange involved. Its own unique type of power play, forced feminization is where a typically heterosexual, cisgendered man is forced by someone else through domination and submission to act like a cis woman and dress like her and maybe even have sex like her. The men in these forced feminization scenarios also call themselves sissies. And within that sissy subculture, there is an aspect of hypnodomination. So using hypnotism to force someone to subtly become a woman. And that's a whole different type of kink. Hypnotism can make you highly susceptible to suggestion, forcing you over time and watching these sissy hypno videos to subtly become more feminine. But at the end of the day, you're the one who clicked on the video. So if you're into the hypnotism part, keep rocking with it, but also accept who you are and what you're into. Just because you like to dress like a woman and act like one occasionally doesn't mean anything about you. Only you define your sexuality. So keep playing, keep dressing up, and keep having fun.
Have you ever been a sugar daddy or sugar baby in a dating arrangement? Maybe you're seeking an arrangement right now, but you're not quite sure about the whole sex part. Let's get into why sex is not always the main objective in sugar dating relationships. Elaine, take it away.
I've got some breaking news. Not all sugar daddies or sugar mommies are in it for the sex. Hi, I'm Elaine Turner, the resident sexologist for Arouser. And I want to talk to you today about a little bit of transactional companionship or sugar daddy, sugar baby relationships and why some people aren't in it for the sex. A study in 2020 found that roughly 40% of sugar babies weren't having any sexual relations with their sugar daddy or mommy. So why is it so popular to pay someone for their companionship? That same study also found that men were more open to the idea of sugar relationships than women were. That probably isn't much of a surprise. Another researcher found that there were as many as 7 different types of sugar relationships, and many of those don't involve any sexual relations at all. Sugar relationships are often lumped in with sex work, which is illegal in most places. But with so many people having these transactional companionship agreements with no sex involved, you kind of have to ask why. That 2020 study found that the majority of people who are in these transactional relationships had a more self-focused version of love and companionship. That's a great thing. When you are self-fulfilling and caring for yourself first, then you tend to care for everyone else more and a little bit better. So there's no real downside to a sugar relationship, whether there's sex or not. Stay tuned on Arouser for more kink education. I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for joining the Discover Your Kinky Self podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our channel so you don't miss out on our upcoming episodes. Also, we love getting podcast reviews. Let us know how much you enjoyed yourself today by dropping us a 5-star kinky review. We hope you learned something new after spending time with us. And if you want more sex talk, head over to arouser.com. That's spelled A-R-O-U-S-R. See you soon.